I'm Kirsten Mackey, and I'm the Development Director.
Brilliant. So obviously, it's quite a big day.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Opening at 12 o'clock today.
And is this, am I right in thinking this is your first cafe?
Very first ice cream parlour and chocolate.
Right, right. And how big a step is that for Mackey's as a brand?
For us, it's a big step. It's a lot to learn. We obviously make ice cream, we farm, but we've never run our own coffee shop or ice cream parlour. So we're learning a lot as we go.
It's kind of symbolic in a way that Aberdeen is a city is kind of finding itself and, you know, getting a new identity, and you're also taking a first step as a business, you know, and in a new adventure. Do you think that there are parallels and similarities, or am I looking too much into it?
No, there is. This building is a great big new investment for Aberdeen. It's very important to the city centre of Aberdeen. We've got Marshall College, and this whole area is, the council are determined to turn it into a real vibrant centre. So it's been controversial, we realise that, but it's important now that the building is here, that businesses get behind it and make it a big success. So there are parallels. It's a new venture for us, and it's a big new venture for Aberdeen City.
And touching on the controversy, did seem a bit taken aback when I mentioned it earlier. Is that something that you hadn't been aware of? Is it something that now makes you a little uncomfortable? Or so I don't want to put words in your mouth, sorry. But is there any sort of worry?
There's a slight concern, because you realise there is some ill feeling towards the development. However, the main thing now is the building is here, and it is crucial that it is now a success, because the worst thing for Aberdeen would be that this building is built and nobody uses it, and it's just a big white elephant. So I'm sure that's not going to be the case. And now that it is here, there are businesses that are very, very keen to move here, and I think it will be a commercial success, and hopefully people who were maybe against it before they saw it, when they come and see it and see the leopard and see how Provost Skene House sits in the middle of it in a nice, beautiful garden, hopefully they will grow to like it.
It does kind of seem like that public opinion is shifting, especially, the leopard, that opened a couple of weeks ago, and it's kind of, people are coming around, and do you think that'll sort of...
Yeah, definitely the leopard's been a big boost to us, because that was an unknown. When we signed up, we had no idea that was going to be here, and it's right outside our parlour. It's had lots and lots of people coming to see it, and it is a very, very impressive leopard, so I'd recommend that people come to see him.
Are you a wee bit, again, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but if I was in your position, I would be a little bit frustrated, because it would almost seem like they're stealing the controversy surrounding the Marshall Square and the delays that it's still not fully opened yet is kind of overshadowing what is supposed to be a good day.
Yeah, so I think there are, but people are still seeing the positives. We've got, and it will take time to develop. Once all the units are filled and the offices are filled, and we've got the pedestrianised area between Marshall College and Marshall Square, people will just start to see that this is a big, big step forward for the city.
And how does it sort of feel for you guys to be the first ones in?
Yeah, it was a bit of a race. We were very keen to be the first, and because the Christmas market is there, we thought that's going to work well with an ice cream parlour. So it was important that we got up and running as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be the first ones open.
And, sorry, I've forgotten the gentleman's name that I was sitting with. Mentioned that you're using sort of like local ingredients and you know, Mackey's being a Scottish brand, with there being quite a lot of... He made it seem like ice cream is a very dog-eat-dog industry, and I don't know if that's the case, but... If that is, then is there sort of a pride in that, in bringing sort of the first Scottish ice cream parlour to Aberdeen?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're really trying, for Mackey's, it's just like a really huge, exciting day. And with our ice cream, it's as local as we can possibly make it. So obviously it's all our own cow's milk, so you can't get more local than that. And then all the flavours, we try as much as possible to do really unique and local type and themed flavours. So this is great excitement for here, because we can change it and be really, really flexible. I mean, we could have a weekly flavour if we so wished. So, for instance, today you've got, I don't know whether to call it a buttery or a rowy, but we've got the buttery and strawberry ice cream. We've got, for breakfast, we've got yogurt using Rora Dairy yogurt ice cream. We've also got the coffees are local from Caber Coffee. We've got cakes made locally from Hoodles. We're really trying to keep as local as possible.
It seems like a trend that sort of businesses are getting behind. Is that something that you feel like the customers resonate with?
Yes, absolutely. But also you do have to make sure that you stick with the general trends as well. So, absolutely.
Right. So I just sort of final thought, sort of to summarise, it's just a really sort of exciting day for Mackie's.
Very, very, very exciting, and it's going to be really interesting to see how this afternoon goes. And what's been really nice is we've had so many messages yesterday and this morning already, from people from our Facebook website, just wishing us luck and can't wait to come and see it. So now it's great.
Brilliant. That's all my questions. Anything either of you would like to add? Nope. Brilliant. Thank you so much.